Someone passed close by Harry, and he knew that it was Voldemort himself, because he spoke a moment later, his voice magically magnified so that it swelled through the grounds, crashing upon Harry's eardrums.
"Harry Potter is dead! He was killed as he ran away, trying to save himself while you lay down your lives for him. We bring you his body as proof that your hero is gone. The battle is won. You have lost half your fighters. My Death Eaters outnumber you, and the boy who lived is finished. There must be no more war. Anyone who continues to resist, man, woman, or child, will be slaughtered, as will every member of their family. Come out of the castle now, kneel before me, and you shall be spared. Your parents and children, your brothers and sisters will live and be forgiven, and you will join me in the new world we shall build together."
There was silence in the grounds and from the castle. Voldemort was so close to him that Harry did not dare open his eyes again.
"Come,"
said Voldemort, and Harry heard him move ahead, and Hagrid was forced to follow. Now Harry opened his eyes a fraction and saw Voldemort striding in front of them, wearing the great snake Nagini around his shoulders, now free of her enchanted cage. But Harry had no possibility of extracting the wand concealed under his robes without being noticed by the Death Eaters, who marched on either side of them through the slowly lightening darkness.
"Harry!" sobbed Hagrid. "Oh, Harry! Harry!"
Harry shut his eyes tight again. He knew that they were approaching the castle and strained his ears to distinguish, above the gleeful voices of the Death Eaters and their tramping footsteps, signs of life from those within.
"Stop!"
The Death Eaters came to a halt. Harry heard them spreading out in a line facing the open front doors of the school. He could see, even through his closed lids, the reddish glow that meant light streamed upon him from the entrance hall. He waited. Any moment, the people for whom he had tried to die would see him, lying, apparently dead, in Hagrid's arms.
"No!"
The scream was the more terrible because he had never expected or dreamed that Professor McGonagall could make such a sound. He heard another woman laughing nearby and knew that Bellatrix gloried in McGonagall's despair. He squinted again for a single second and saw the open doorway filling with people as the survivors of the battle came out onto the front steps to face their vanquishers and see the truth of Harry's death for themselves. He saw Voldemort standing a little in front of him, stroking Nagini's head with a single white finger. He closed his eyes again.
"No! No! Harry! Harry!"
Ron's, Hermione's and Ginny's voices were worse than McGonagall's. Harry wanted nothing more than to call back, yet he made himself lie silent, and their cries acted like a trigger. The crowd of survivors took up the cause, screaming and yelling abuse at the Death Eaters, until,
"Silence!"
cried Voldemort, and there was a bang and a flash of bright light, and silence was forced upon them all.
"It is over! Set him down, Hagrid, at my feet where he belongs."
Harry felt himself lowered onto the grass.
"You see?"
said Voldemort. And Harry felt him striding backward and forward, right beside the place where he lay.
"Harry Potter is dead. Do you understand now, deluded ones? He was nothing ever but a boy who relied on others to sacrifice themselves for him."
"He beat you!"
yelled Ron, and the charm broke, and the defenders of Hogwarts were shouting and screaming again until a second, more powerful bang extinguished their voices once more.